that. So Dev Duelist part two. Let's get it. So listen, respectfully. It's B&B. Once a battle rap, sure is true. Come to you today. I left off in part one because I end up, it's a busy day. Enough of that, but we gotta finish the predictions. It was the 30th, it was next weekend. So I wanna hurry up these predictions out. Last time on B&B, I believe we left off on Tay Rock and Swerve. And that's funny because I just watched their face off. To be perfectly honest with you, it's gonna be very interesting to see Saturday. It's gonna be really good to see. They looking to kill each other there. It's been fun to watch. I can't wait to see this. Like, the respect that they have for each other. You gotta like when you gotta like to respect each other. That's how you know it's about to get really real. I respect you. I respect you enough to do that. I still got Rock over Twerk. We were getting ready to talk about Pat staying real sick. This battle came out of nowhere. I'm still kind of disappointed with Pat Stay when he faced K-Shine. I ain't gonna hold you. But at the same time, you can't knock somebody for one bad performance. You really can't. I think what was disappointing was the build-up. Like, they've been wanting to smoke for, like, a couple of years. And for it to just turn out like that, like, it was... And then K-Shine, he's just been on the decline ever since that battle. Like, he beat Paste. But then after Paste, it's just been rough. And Paste, that's crazy that Paste, his first battle back, he wants to take a new killer, like, real sick. Real sick's been on the tear. Real Sick hasn't arguably lost since the Ultimate Madness tour. He hasn't arguably lost a battle, but he's been thrown round after round, material after material. This man has been. I don't know how Paste gonna answer. I mean, we all know how Paste give it up. You know, he has his like, you know, his jokey bars. What's he gonna really joke about with Real Sick? Like, what bar has Real Sick said that you can make fun of? Like, everything that all Real Sick's material has been pretty much airtight. He's always his material is, how would you say, yeah, substance. Like, he's not just gun bar, knife bar, this to you. No, he's not doing none of that. There's a lot of multis, a lot of different things. His flow is very nice. I just don't know how Paste's like jokey, kind of sarcastic angle type way. I don't know how it's going to work with Real Sick. Like, Real Sick, and then, I mean, don't get me wrong, Paste can rap too, but it's like, I just don't know how. This battle's interesting. I don't know what. Like, I hope Pat stayed and been in the dungeon. I hope Pat stayed was in the dungeon. I really hope he was in the dungeon. I gotta give it to Real Sick for real. I don't see Pat stay taking this battle. I got Real Sick for real. Pat stay, you're gonna have to show me something next Saturday. Show me something. The next battle on the card, Jazz the Rapper versus Gaddis. I haven't seen Jazz in the ring since HB. Well, no, that's a lot. I did see it against E Heart, which I don't know. I saw a different side of Jazz, and then she's been doing these 2-on-2s with Official, and it's like that's cool too. The bar dash, yeah, that's cool. I mean, she's smoking, so I mean, it is what it is. But as far as single car, I don't know. Gaddis had a good showing last time, but Official did kind of, Official kind of just did so bad that it just made Gaddis seem better though. Gaddis has an epic flow, but bar wise, eh, I did like that, you know, you have no, you don't even have a backing. You should have no-showed. That was hard. That was funny and it was hard. But I really wish people would not pick on Official. Like, I don't understand. So, like, she's a big girl. Let it go. Like, it is, like, people always pick on her for all the. But at the same time, she can rap, though. I pick on Official for the fact that what she did with Gaddis was terrible. At the end of the day, she's still beautiful. And all. And she's still very talented. She's a great rapper, but. She's a bad bet. That would be true. Because I had her winning a couple of times, and you lost to Bodega. You beat Tay Rock. I feel like she beat Tay Rock. But at the same time, I mean, she won the battle, but Tay Rock kind of won the war because his round went viral. Like, it got a million views. Everybody wanted to go to his terrible poem to Official about her body. I did like how Geechee and Swamp revamped that though, man. Like, I might go back and watch that though. Is bro somebody? Yo, that was hard. Writing wise and lyrically, I feel Jazz is better. Gaddis. You gotta understand, yeah, she can say what she want about Jazz being, Gaddis can say what she want about Jazz being boring, but what she can't say is that Jasmine, she can't say Jasmine ain't dead. She can't say that Jazz doesn't get busy. Jazz been sick. Like, Jazz has been sick. Every time Jazz was, and the thing about it is Jazz has this routine where she'll do laundry before a battle. I feel like she's gonna do the same thing with Gaddis. About to get real. I don't think it's gonna be a 3-0. Again, I feel like Gaddis can get. I feel like Gaddis is. Her strongest rounds were her first and third last time. And her second was. That was light. That second was weak sauce. But, so. I had to say, I can see Gaddis possibly edging the first, possibly. You know, just to see what's up. But I think Jazz can get a 2-1. I'm low key excited about this Rockets work battle. I mean, I've been excited ever since the shots fired, but like, now I'm even more excited. Rock, he's back on his board. I mean, Rock never really lost his step. It's just sometimes Rock, you know, certain things he be having, it just don't be hidden. But at the end of the day, that's the thing about Rock. Rock don't give up. Rock was like, okay, that bar wasn't that good. Watch my turn up for this one. I remember one when he was battling, when he battled B-Magic in BK's, like, that was light. Give me a second to get it right. That British, something like that. It was hard. Though. It's gonna get spooky Saturday. No pun intended. But it's gonna get spooky Saturday. I'm hearing a lot of good vibes from these battles, except Rex and Rum Nitty. I'm not getting a good vibe off that. I feel like Rex is gonna come to. I think Rex is coming to work, but I don't know. We're gonna see. Like I said, this ain't like it's him and Easy. That's one thing because him and Easy, they talk the same. Easy talk different, but you know they cut from that same cloth where they can talk that. Like we had, you know, we knew how that battle was gonna go down. But now, a battle of Rum Nitty, you're going to have to be more versatile. You can't just talk drug talk. Like, Rum Nitty can talk that, and he can put it in so many different bar formations. It's going to be crazy. Like, he can hit you with so many different bars. And he doesn't even have to. Matter of fact, he hit you with so many bars. You don't have to. He beats his whole round for that. He can hit you with some dope. No pun intended. He can hit you with some dope lines. No pun intended. And then go on to the next topic. Something that will be interesting. Remedy's starting to angle now, like he's starting to like everything that people complain about, Remedy tries to fix it in his own way though. He doesn't try to be like anybody else. He tries to be him, and that's what, you know. It just makes him more dangerous. And I just hope Rex is ready for that pressure. And then of course Lux and Geechee. I know I'm gonna have a pen and paper when Lux starts writing, so I can start doing so I can make sure that I catch every line, every bar. So I, when Lux raps, you gotta listen. Cause one of the most lethal things about Lux, he raps like he's talking to you, and it's so fluent. His lyrical ability, his wordplay, it all matches. It all meshes well with his actual, just how his everyday just talking to you. Like, if you was to sit down and have a conversation with Lux, I think Lux could seriously rap to you in conversation format. A full conversation, 30 minutes, bar after bar. I don't think there's any person that could possibly do that besides the Walk the Bible Johnny James. I wonder if he's still alive. I pray he is. That's the topic though, but yeah, I'm looking forward to this part card. Drake. At first I was like, you know, there was a lot of people saying Drake must have been, you know, too much on the champagne. He was like, nah, I think I kind of like this card more now. Like, at first, there were certain matches that I don't see, that I didn't really understand that why they were happening. Not because of just, you know, of who deserved what. It doesn't matter about that. It's more about, I didn't think the MCs in question would take the battle. Like, I didn't think Geechee would want to look. Do he deserve Lux? Yes, I feel he deserves Lux. Geechee has accomplished so much in a couple of years that a lot of people have had a hard time, that had to build year after year to get. Also, I still hope that Geechee canceled that battle on Mook. Maybe he didn't though. I don't know. Maybe Mook might show us something different. I've been picking on this ever since the Reed Dollars lost, but, well, honestly, people feel like he won that, but I don't know. Yeah. And we got upcoming battles coming up, you know, RBE coming out with some. That's not about it, but I need this, need to hear it. We'll talk about that. I'll go relook at the card. If there's some battles that I want to talk about, I'll get right back on here. But so far, I just wanted to finish up the Death Deals Park predictions. I know for a fact I feel like I'm forgetting a battle. I think I went through them all. Oh, yeah, Surf and Calico, too. I already went through that. Like, I got Surf. Calico won last time, but I got Surf. I didn't go against him last time, and I can't go against him this time. Even when people still, because a lot of people were looking to see if he was going to drop the ball against John John. And he addressed that in the third round, too, and it was a fact. Like, literally, everybody was just wondering, was Surf going to take John John seriously? Yeah, that was really the question. No one ever really questioned could John John beat him. They feel like John John could beat him if he comes half-assed. But the question that was in the room was, would we take John John seriously? Will we get two round Sue? Or will we get old school Surf? The Surf that had to make an example out of you. And we got that Surf. And replay value. First thing I hear when I touch that is Surf the Midwest Movement. Such and such a nice. What's the name doing his numbers? And I don't see the Midwest Movement. Well, I got a few verbs for niggas that thinking they ill. I come to the Midwest cruising, X all factors, and all men try to holler. The couch goes under this big T, I'll cease that Midwest movement. Yo, listen. Well, how about... Yo, hey man, let me holler at you. I brought enough for you, I brought enough for you. And show out, and anyone who show out, I already got mother half. I clear this one, show out. I'm about to get this nigga dressed, I ain't about to go up. I need that old hit man to take time for the rope out. Yeah, yeah, what? This is shit, so be on the, bruh, I can, oh, sir. Oh, hold on, in the middle, I did like his material for Geeks and Gotti too. And of course, I like what he do. What you know about features, shows, bookings, working on your techniques and shit, huh? But the homies need chops. The ops gotta hit out. They hit my ribs, neck, back. And I'm having a third of what you wanna spit out. There's bullets in me forever, Johnny. Some rounds I still can't get out. Sorry, I'm just going. I'm a fan. I enjoy watching Surf battles. I never get bored. That's the one reason why Surf is my favorite battle rapper. The only reason why? He does not bore. There's not one battle. Not one battle he's been in that I've been bored of. I've watched. I was proud. Your cards, all your cards have been dealt. You get hands with your left. John Gunn did have John Gunn's first, when you really listen to his first, how he started, it was when he mentioned the whole conceited battle and how I did like that. I did like his angle on that. Like, yeah, sir, he did kind of, you know, I mean, he's still the same, sir, but, you know, he do flex a little bit now. He do, you know, especially, you know, you see his IGs, he flex. But, yeah, you do kind of miss that, sir, that, you know, or the, you know, they had the beanie. Yeah, that Surf. The Surf with the beanie. Or, you know, just the winter hat. Or a snapback. With X-Factor, he had a snapback. Or it could have been a fitted. I think it was a fitted. Nah, snapback. But when he battled Young Ill, DNA. But I think maybe it was just cold. This is. I guess not. That was one. That was smack. Smack. Well, that's all for today. Tune in to Drake's. You, Drake and Smack. Presenting Death Do Us Part. It's going down next Saturday. Definitely tune in. These battles are definitely what you don't want to miss, I promise you. I honestly hope that all my predictions come true. through. But of course, I'll be right back on here to recap, as always. This is BFB, signing out. Respectfully.